In the studio now with an update from the Snyderville Basin Water Reclamation District, I have District Director Mike Lures. Good morning.
Good morning, Leslie.
Let's start with the flush index, and that kind of measures the number of people we've had in town.
Sure. So for the month of August, we estimated that there were 197,549 visitors. We've measured that in the way of visitor nights. And that's about a 30% increase over August of 23. So fairly significant increase, and that puts us up for about 10% for the entire year. Basically a modest amount.
Okay, but still increasing.
Yeah, increasing.
That's interesting because
yeah.
I heard things were kind of flattening off. But
yeah, we have noticed our numbers are showing a fair number of people, like a 30% increase, and some of this is a result of maybe day visitors that are bumping up the wastewater flows, but not necessarily spending the night. So, our numbers and the chamber numbers aren't going to exactly agree because we kind of measure two different things, but they're both good ways of getting an idea of how many folks are in town. So we have noticed a slight change in the kind of the makeup of what all goes into that number.
Yeah. All right. You also keep your eyes on the weekly wastewater surveillance summary, basically just tracking the COVID numbers.
That's correct. We continue to monitor for the genetic material associated with COVID twice a week at each of our facilities. There are about 35 wastewater facilities across the state that assist the state's health department with this. And as most people probably are not surprised, but about 86% of those sites are in the elevated category, which is the highest category for the amount of genetic material they're finding. Here locally, Summit County, both of our facilities, the one over on Highway 40 and the other, Jeremy Rancher, are both elevated. Wasatch County is also elevated at their Heber Valley facilities. So COVID's with us, and it's, I think that's probably not a surprise to most folks.
Yeah, people also headed, kind of to the southern Utah Moab area, and it looks like they're elevated there as well.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been high for quite a while. It dropped a little bit, and it's bumped back up now.
Hmm. All right, and people just calling it summer colds at this point?
I have several friends and family members that have had COVID recently, and most of them have had pretty minor impacts. One of my relatives, 75 years old, and she was put on oxygen, but she's okay.
Hmm. All right. Yeah. Let's see. We have talked about sump pumps. That was after the winter of 2022-23, I guess, when we saw record snowfall. Are they still a problem?
Yes. So sump pumps are those pumps that may be installed in your home that pump out groundwater from, your foundation area and is pumped into the sewer system. Well, that's a problem because that's clean water and it overloads our system. So we have taken our efforts that we started about a year ago and we're now continuing with those efforts. We're targeting certain neighborhoods kind of one at a time. Right now we're targeting the Silver Springs area. And we've sent letters to many homeowners and saying, hey, if you have a sump pump, give us a call. Let's take a look at it. And if it's connected to the wastewater system, we can help you get it unconnected and we can pay you up to $3,500 if you qualify. If we find that you have a connected system in the future and you didn't take advantage of this, well, then we're going to ask you to disconnect it and you probably won't get any help with it.
Hmm. So where's that $3,500 coming from?
It's coming out of our budget.
Because it costs you about that much to have to
Some of these sump pumps, and we've had homes that have up to four sump pumps, and they can pump a quarter million gallons a day into the system. So we're talking about lots of water. We're not just talking about 10 gallons here and there. We're talking about a significant amount of water, and we're seeing extra water at the treatment facility in the range of millions of gallons. So this is the reason that this is a very serious situation for us, and we're really asking homeowners to give us a call, and we can help them get those pumps disconnected because, while they may run all year long. Other cases, they may only run during the peak of the snow, you know, melts. It's all on a specific site, different, you know, basis. But, you know, this is something that we have looked at the numbers very hard, and the extra water that we're getting in the system is so great that we're worried about it overloading the pipes and the treatment facility, and we want to see if we can reduce it. You know, keep in mind, people say, well, clean water, you should be able to treat that. Well, actually, clean water in a treatment plant is a bad thing because it doesn't have any food for our microorganisms, and our microorganisms actually starve to death, and it can actually ruin a treatment plant. So, you know, it's not only the extra hydraulic or, you know, gallons of water, but it's the fact that that clean water is actually causing our biological population at the treatment facility to starve to death.
Yeah, so what do you do? I mean, what do you add?
Well, sometimes it's a real struggle. Right now, we're kind of in an off-season. You know, ski season's not going yet. And our operators are very skillful to keep these bugs alive, and it's a real challenge.
Hmm.
Yeah, but especially during the spring of the year, and we've noticed all summer long extra water coming in, and it presents a real problem for us.
Yeah, and where's that water coming from? Because it's been such a dry summer.
Well, we had, you know, two pretty good snow years, and the groundwater is pretty well saturated. Groundwater's high. And especially if you have a home down in a low-lying area that maybe have wetlands nearby or lakes, that groundwater is still high, and these pumps are pumping 24 hours a day in many situations.
Yeah, Silver Springs is a good, you know, good example of that, right? Where
right.
We've got the natural. What are some of those other areas, though, that you would look?
Well,
first?
There's Park Meadows area that's pretty low. There's the lower part of Jeremy Ranch below the clubhouse area, kind of down the low area. So we are going to work on one subdivision at a time because there's quite a few sump pumps in these areas, and we've kind of worked with the homeowners, and then we'll go to another area. But this is a long-term effort of ours, and it'll take a while to work through even a given subdivision area.
Yeah. Now, would a property owner know they have a sump pump?
In many cases, they do not. You know, you buy a home, you don't really think about it. It's never broke down on you. You kind of know this little thing's down in your basement, but you're not sure what it is. So in many cases, homeowners will give us a call and say, hey, come out. I've got something. I think it's a pump, but I'm not sure. Hey, we'll come out and look at it. We'll make sure that it's properly connected. And if it's not connected to the sewer system, great. But if it is connected to the sewer system, we will work with the homeowners to help them get it unconnected. So, many cases you simply don't know.
Right. What would be a clue that they do? They would see something, or they would hear something, or?
Well, certainly, if your pump stops working, you're many times your lower floor of the home can be flooded. But, you know, a clue would be is if down in your utility room or in your basement, in your garage someplace, you got this kind of well-looking thing with electrical cord going down into it. That's usually a pretty good sign you have some kind of sump pump.
All right. And when you say properly connected, why were they connected to the sewer system in the first place?
Connecting a sump pump of groundwater to the wastewater system has always been illegal. It is always contrary to the plumbing code and our regulations as well. So it's not just our regulations, but it's plumbing code. You know, in many situations, honestly, you know, someone puts in a sump pump because they have groundwater seeping into the basement, whatever, and someone looks at it and goes, well, it's kind of really easy just to connect to this pipe right here to get rid of it. And, you know, some of the folks that have connected these know better, and some of them do not.
Hmm. Otherwise, you would have just, what, a longer pipe that would take it to your backyard, or what?
It could go your backyard. It can go if you have a gutter out front or a storm drain or a creek or, you know, it all depends on what you have nearby you. But basically, you would pump it into the area in which normal rainwater would flow.
Okay. Again, you do have some financial assistance, and people can contact you how?
So they give our office a call. It's you know, just the main office. The folks that receive letters, we have contact information there directly to our supervisors that are in charge of this effort. And, you know, please give us a call, because this is really something that is a big deal, and we don't want our treatment facilities to fail.
649-3993. Okay. Let's see. The district also received two national awards recently. Tell me about those.
Right. So we have two treatment facilities, and our employees and the folks that run these facilities have done a fantastic job. So we receive a national award for our East Canyon facility. That's the one located there in Jeremy Ranch. For 100% perfect compliance with all environmental permit requirements for a consecutive 20 years. And that's quite a big deal to be able to meet 100% of all requirements for 20 consecutive years. And then at our Silver Creek facility, we complied 100% with all requirements for a consecutive 21 years. So kudos to our staff for really protecting the health of the local population and protecting our local environment by meeting all of the requirements for a very long period of time.
Okay. Also, you wanted to let people know if people have a wastewater or sewer line crossing their property, they need to know that there is an easement that is associated with that?
Right. So wastewater is collected through a series of pipes, and this starts out in your home. So when you flush the commode, it goes into your plumbing, and then it leaves your home to a pipe that goes out to the main sewer line. That main sewer line could be in the front of your house in the middle of the street, or it could be in the alley back behind your house. And the ones that are out in the street are generally not a problem, but the sewer lines that are located in alleys, and certainly here in the Old Town Park City area, you see a lot of this. The sewer lines are located in alleys or between homes, and we have easements associated with those pipelines so that we can get maintenance equipment in there to clean and televise and make sure those sewer lines are operating properly. And those easements are often kind of out of sight, out of mind. People don't really think about them, and they plant trees and landscaping and put decks and things on top of those easements. Well, that presents a problem, because when we need to get our trucks in there to clean and televise and maintain the sewer line, we have to tear all that out. And if you have an easement, or better yet, if you have an alley behind your house and you're considering putting a fence up or a deck or trees, give us a call and we can come out and show you exactly where the easement is, so that you don't plant something in the easement that we have to dig out or cut down.
All right. So have you had an instance where you had to pull up a deck?
Many, yes. And we've had several that are pretty significant where people didn't, it was an honest mistake. They didn't know. And they would put a fence up and, along with full landscaping, large rocks. And unfortunately, you know, we have to get in there and cut that down, dig it out so that we can get trucks in there. And most folks are not aware that that those easements exist.
Okay, so are we really talking just Old Town area?
No. Hmm. No. Ironically enough, some of the neighborhoods up in Deer Valley, and even Jeremy Ranch as an example, we have easements in the alleys, and people will unknowingly plant very nice large aspen trees and landscaping, and unfortunately we have no choice but to remove that material.
Yeah, does that, the roots wreak havoc with lines as well?
The roots can get into the sewer line, and we mentioned that. But the biggest problem is, you know, and this is the worst case scenario, let's say that sewer line gets stopped up for some reason, and we need to get in there at 8 o'clock at night, and you have a tree and landscaping in the way. That prevents us from solving that problem. And in the meanwhile, you could be backing up into your home.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is, you know, we maintain the sewer lines just like the street department maintains the streets. And if we cannot get to the sewer lines because the right-of-way is blocked, and keep in mind we have manholes that we access the pipeline about every 300 feet. So it's not uncommon at all for folks to have a manhole located someplace in the alley behind their home. And that's our access point. If we cannot access that manhole, we cannot maintain the sewer system.
Okay. So usually landscaping requires some kind of permitting. Doesn't that go through the proper channels? Or?
We do not receive sign-offs on landscaping.
Okay.
You know, building permits we do, but not landscaping. And a lot of folks is do-it-yourself type landscaping too. And there are some landscaping folks that'll come in and, you know, they'll do landscaping. And it's just kind of after the fact, not necessarily when a new home's being built, because when a new home's built, we do see those plans. But it's usually an existing home that wants to improve their backyard. And that's when we generally have problems.
Okay, so if someone's planning to do some landscaping, just call you first.
Just give us a call. We'll come out and be happy to meet with you and show you where the easement is to save you some bucks.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to mention?
No, it's about it, Leslie. Other than odors, you and I were speaking earlier. If you have an odor in your home or business, it could be because you have what we call a dry trap, meaning you have an unused floor drain or sink or tub or shower, maybe on the top floor or on the guest portion of your home that you haven't used in several months. If the water in that trap, which is below the actual drain, dries up, you will get sewer odors into your home. So you can avoid all that by just, hey, every month or so, just run the water in a sink or tub or shower or floor drain for just a minute or two, and that'll fill that trap back up with water and prevent the sewer gases from coming in your house. And don't forget the utility room drain where your furnace and hot water heater is. We see those drains frequently drying up, and since people don't really see those very often, that's where we get a lot of odors are from utility rooms that have a floor drain where the trap dries up.
Okay. All right, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie.